And welcome back to the Murdy Creative Co. podcast. I'm your host, Colin Murdy, and today's topic is color swap. But first, I want to say thank you to everyone who supported the company so far. If you haven't got a chance, go check us out on the web at murdycreative.co. That's M-U-R-D-Y, creative.co. Or you can check us out on all of our social medias. The links are in the top of the website. Be sure to join our Discord server to get behind-the-scenes stuff. The link is in the top of the description below. And also, the first thing I want to make sure to announce today is that we are hiring. So if you are interested in getting a new job and you're looking to join an amazing small business, the Murdy Creative Company is a great place to work. I can attest to that myself personally. So go ahead and check all of the job listings out. There's just the one at the moment on murdycreative.co/jobs, J-O-B-S. All right, so color swap. One of the things that is always a challenge is to get our colors right. It's a ongoing problem that has been really a headache of mine since about 2018 when we started. And I'm excited this week to be talking about something other than Shopify, which is nice, a nice change of pace. And for us, the color swap is a pretty big deal. Now, the Murdy Creative Company originally started with one color. It was a brown color. We called it Espresso, and it was the foundational color of the company. 5 years later, it's next iteration, the Americano, is our best-selling color, as was the Espresso for the longest of times, and it makes up the vast, vast majority of our sales. Our second best color that always seems to perform really well is our orangish, burnt orangish color, originally called Chestnut, now called Bourbon, as we've revised and iterated on the color itself, and it's a nice, warm, rich, dark kind of burnt orange color. That is always the best thing. That makes up about 20% of our sales. And then there are three additional colors that in the past have collectively made up another 20% or so. They're about 7% each. It's pretty evenly split between them, depending. And it just kind of shifts a little bit over time. And that has been a red, a black, and a gray. Now, we've gone through very significant changes in the gray. Originally, it was a very warm kind of greenish gray. More recently, it's a nice blue gray, and that's been the change that we've gone through. So we have seen some shifts in that particular color, I would say, more than the rest of them, but we've done our best to get the colors to be pretty consistent along those lines. As we have transitioned to the new tannery, and I've talked about the new tannery in the past, we are working really hard to improve and upgrade the leather. It's waterproof, it's water resistant, which are actually different things, and it really benefits to have both for the longevity and for the low maintenance of the new leathers. And one of the elements of that change has been to swap each color one at a time as we ran out. Now, for those of you who've been paying attention, we ran out of our onyx a while back, and we ran out of our slate relatively recently. And we've been working on using this opportunity to transition to the new leathers. But one of the things that came up during this process was a realization that the new onyx, which we were going to call ebony, and the old onyx visually looked virtually identical, which was on purpose. They were supposed to look identical. And moreover, the surface of the old onyx did have a wax coating like the new surface. So visually, feel-wise, they were very, very similar. And one of the main reasons we had elected historically to change the names when we launched the new leather was to make sure that people who'd order the Espresso didn't order the next iteration of it, the Americano, and think it was going to match. However, with Onyx, we had a little bit of a dilemma, which is that it will match. In fact, it probably will match pretty well. Now, obviously, mill to mill, batch to batch, they're slightly different. Slightly different finishing, slightly different coloration. With the black, it's usually pretty consistent. The thing that changes mostly is the finishing. And it's a complicated process. It's hides aren't like working with a perfect uniform base. A lot of hides have unique compositions to them. Everything from where the cow grew up to what they ate to the time they spent in the sun. All of those things could affect how the dyes soak in, how the finishes apply to the wax itself. So overall, there is batch-to-batch difference, but in this case, the onyx, the new one, the ebony, matched the old onyx perfectly, or at least as near perfect as you can get from batch-to-batch. We've had in the past a lot of bulk orders that have been in the onyx color. In fact, it was the color that was most predominantly chosen for our large bulk orders when we worked with hotels and restaurants and things like that. So I had a little bit of a dilemma. Do I change the name and launch the new color as a new color, even though visually it's almost identical, and we get the marketing boost of announcing a new color, even though it's more similar than not to the old color? Or do we stick with the same name, knowing that in the future, when people go to reorder that color, it will be simpler and it will be make more sense to them to reorder the same color that they've ordered in the past for our bulk clients? We have elected to go through and go with the Onyx name for the next iteration, for the new version, rather than changing the name. Now, I'm not going to lie, there were some tangible behind-the-scenes benefits as well. Trying to come up with a whole new color in the back end of our system, new SKUs, new photographs, new everything, seemed a little bit unnecessary in light of the similarity between the two of them. And so by launching the new color as Onyx and keeping the name and everything like that, it allowed us to maintain a lot of the same back-end work for the database and the managing and the tracking of the inventory. So there was some technical and tactical advantages to keeping the name the same. But beyond that, obviously, I think from a marketing standpoint, it works well for our previous bulk clients to have that continuity when they order a new one. Another thing happened, though, as part of that shift over. As many of you have known, if you've been ordering from us in the last month or so, we've been out of bourbon, and the bourbon has been backordered. You can purchase it. You could purchase it, and it was slated, and we told you in the product details when it was slated to arrive, and also you received an email, or you should have received an email, when you purchased it, that also reiterated that delay to make sure that if you missed the note in the product page, you wouldn't miss it in the email, and to make sure that people were well informed of the delays. Well, the bourbon arrived. We've been working through the backlog, which is not insignificant for sure, but at about that same time, we ran out of Americano. Now, there's a lot of reasons why we run out of leather. Big bulk orders can skew our demand numbers way off the charts and can consume an enormous amount of the on-hand leather. Cutting efficiencies, which are always a challenge, mean that we kind of burn through hides more quickly than we would otherwise anticipate, and that makes it so it's challenging to be able to predict it. And just the general rule of when we make mistakes, things need to be redone, and historically, because Americano is our most commonly used color, there are more mistakes in that color by default. So overall, there's been a lot of factors that led to Americano being delayed. And we have another batch. Actually, we have two batches on the way, and they'll come in October. First one's going to hopefully come in the beginning of October, maybe more towards the middle of October. And we've been telling people, and it's listed on the website, as it will be delayed till the mid of October, just because that's the most accurate delivery lead time we can provide at this time. Even if the leather comes ahead of time, there's still an enormous backlog to get through that will take some time to get through. So that's an element of that. And that's why we've done that color swap, because I really didn't want to run out. I didn't want us to be in a situation where on our website, our bourbon was back in stock, but we only had one other color in stock, which was the Bordeaux, because we had been out of the Onyx and the Slate, and then we were going to be backordered on the Americano. So that would leave only two colors that would be in stock. So a big part, I'm not going to lie, of the Ebony to Onyx revision back down is that it allows us to put Onyx back in stock right now. So now we can sell Bourbon, Onyx, and Bordeaux, all of those in stock at the moment, and the Americano is backordered. And that brings up to another question, which is the Slate. What are we going to do about the Slate? Now, there's been a lot of back and forth in the history of the company on the colors we choose. We've gotten a lot of feedback from people looking for blues, for greens, for other colors. And all of that's been helpful in the analysis of what should we sell. Because what color does a person want to buy can depend a little bit on the marketing that we do, but also their own personal preferences. In fact, that can be the deciding factor is personal preference. So no matter how much we want to sell the gray leather, even if we market it, people don't seem to choose it. So one of the things that came up in the discussion of these different colors when we were talking about what to do about Americano and Bourbon and Onyx and so on and so forth was the idea that we're going to actually slim down our color line specifically of the core colors that we always keep in stock. In the future, not now, but probably after Christmas, what will end up happening is that the three colors that we will always keep, and we will work on having more of those colors in stock to prevent us from running out of those colors, but the three colors that we will always hopefully maintain a stock of will be the Americano, the Bourbon, and the Onyx. So the brown, the burnt orange, and the black. Those are the three arguably best colors that we sell, and hopefully we can get rid of some of the slower selling colors, which, for example, the Mill of Bordeaux that we've had for over a year at this point, and we still have quite a bit left. So for those of you who are in business, having an entire batch of leather like that, an expensive batch of leather, to sit on a shelf for a year is a bad way to tie up resources that are desperately needed in other places. So by simplifying the colors, we help streamline some of our inventory needs. And with that as well, we've been running into a problem, obviously, with our cutting efficiencies, and being able to slim down those allows for our cutting efficiency to get smarter. Now, not to go too far off on a tangent about this, but this tangent actually matters a great deal. The database that we've been working on building that's been taking forever and is going to continue to take forever because it's a complicated system because we work with really complicated data. The system that we've been working on building will hopefully be able to do a different way of tracking the leather, the raw leather specifically, than we've done in the past. Because we cut the leather in-house, we have paperwork that we generate surrounding each hide. The hide comes in, it's weighed as a whole hide. We lay it out, we put the stencils, the jigs of the product flats on the hide, and we'd cut roughly around them, and then we die cut them. And then that allows us to avoid the worst parts of the hide and provide the very best product for you guys. Well, we weigh up the trash, we weigh up the scrap, which is what we determine as pieces that are too small to be used for core product line, but are too large to throw away because they're good. And a lot of times those turn into accessories or sometimes things like mini cuts, classic cuts, depending on the size and the needs. So we weigh up the trash, we weigh up the scrap, and that allows for us to get a very accurate estimate per hide individually of the cutting efficiency. Now, we've generated this data, this raw data, for, well, I guess since the beginning of us cutting, right? So for over a year and a half, we've been doing this. And that data itself could, if we were properly established and set up to analyze it, provide us with extraordinarily accurate estimates of how much raw inventory we have on the shelf. And it could do a very, very, very good job predicting when we should reorder leather if we could analyze the data properly. But unfortunately, because of the computing restrictions of the Google Sheets that we've been using as our database, quote unquote, in the past, and the restrictions that we have within that to analyze the data in real time on top of that, we haven't really been able to properly analyze the data. So instead of it being analyzed in real time the way it really should be, it's analyzed about once every 6 months when we have time to do a cutting analysis and revise that. So for example, when you place an order with us, what it does in our inventory system, it goes, it takes the SKU of what you've ordered and it deducts from the recipe list the individual components that make up that from our inventory. But the problem is because the cutting log isn't used in real time, it's only done every so often, the amount of leather, raw leather, that the system deducts when you place an order is an estimate and it's an average. And the problem is when our cutting efficiencies change significantly, it means that the system is under deducting. It's not, especially if the cutting efficiency goes down, if we're not getting as much out of the hide as we'd like, system is under deducting how much leather we're using for each order, which means that we all of a sudden, the system thinks that we should have 500 square feet, 400 square feet, and we only have 100 square feet. Well, that's a very different number. And so when we get the new database system in place and we get that fully operational, it will analyze these things in real time because it won't have the computational restrictions that we're dealing with right now. And that analytics in real time of real cutting efficiency on average will help us do a better job of making sure we never run out of leather. Because that's the goal. And hopefully by slimming down the number of colors we have on any given basis, that also allows for us to better organize the amount of leather that we have on the shelf to have more of the stuff that sells and less of the things that don't. However, I like the colors. I like the gray. I like the red. I like some of the other things. I would love to do a blue. I'd love to do a green. So one of the things that we will be doing is more of our special editions. So our colors, in an effort to better streamline and organize the core colors that sell well, but to still provide the exciting variety that we have right now and other varieties, we're going to be doing more often, we're going to be doing smaller batches of special editions. And these will be either similar to what we've done in the past with reds and grays, or it might be new things, blues and greens and so on and so forth. And we will order from the tannery a specific amount ahead of time. We will sell those either in the entire product line or in specific products of that product line, depending on what we think. For example, if we've got a hide or a color that's not very good in yield, we're probably going to only restrictly selling the smaller items because selling large items takes enormous pieces of leather and it can be really difficult to find good pieces of large leather in a single hide depending on its color. For example, the lighter colors show more marks. So depending on the color we go with, we may change the particular offering of what we're selling. But the goal is to be able to have exciting versions of these, and once we sell out of them, we sell out of them, and they'll go out of stock for a little while, and then they'll maybe come back in the future at a different time, and we'll announce that. And I think this will also provide us with the value of being able to do more unique and exciting things more regularly, rather than desperately trying to maintain the things we have. And the final advantage of this is that it'll actually simplify the choices that people have. And I know that sounds kind of convoluted or backwards for you want to offer as many choices as possible, but as I've talked about in the past, the paradox of choice is a very real thing. Having too many options causes paralysis for people when they're trying to decide what to buy. They just can't pick. So instead of putting more boundaries in the way, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be simplifying it down for our core line. So it'll be the black, the burnt orange, and the brown, which are our three best color selling colors. And the other colors will cycle in on a somewhat regular basis, and we'll be hopefully offering new stuff as well, which is exciting. All this to say, we are delayed a little bit on the Americano. We're apologizing for that. We are hoping to get that back in stock soon, and hopefully we won't run out between now and Christmas. I know it's a little early to be talking about Christmas, but that's what we're thinking about. We have long lead times on certain parts of our components, so we're working on getting ahead of schedule on that. And if you're looking to get your stuff out of the way, it's never too early to order. So definitely get into that if you're interested. One of the final things about this, I just want to recap. We are looking to hire. We're hiring another craftsman to work in the shop to help us with production. So if you love our products, if you love the company, and if you happen to be in the Horicon, Wisconsin area, we would love to have you as part of our team potentially. So please reach out to us. You can send us an email with resume or anything like that at sales@murdycreative.co, sales@murdycreative.co, or you can check out the job posting details at murdycreative.co/jobs, J-O-B-S. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Be sure to check back in next Thursday for the next topic. And don't forget to check that subscribe button as well as the notification bell to get notified when we launch new episodes. If you have any questions or concerns about your product in any way, shape, or form, please feel free to reach out to us on the main page for our website at murdycreative.co. Or you can send us an email, sales@murdycreative.co, sales@murdycreative.co. If you want to give us a phone call, you can call us at 414-434-9001. We're available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time. You can also text us at that number as well, 414-434-9001. We would love to help you out. If you've got a question or something like that, we're happy to answer. If you'd like to place an order over the phone, we're happy to accommodate that as well if we can. So please give us a phone call. If you don't get a hold of us, please do leave us a voicemail. We do call people back, and we appreciate when you guys leave a voicemail. We don't want to miss you. We just sometimes there's too few people and too many things to do. So we appreciate that patience. If you think we deserve it, a good review can go a long way to help us grow, both as a company, but also as a podcast. So feel free to go check out our amazing reviews at murdycreative.co/reviews, and you can read all of our amazing reviews there on Facebook and on Google. If you go to murdycreative.co/review, it allows you to leave a review. Right now, that link will take you to Google. That's where we're asking people to leave reviews. Sometimes we swap around just to make sure that people can get the reviews in the places that most people are looking. That right now helps our SEO quite a bit. So please do feel free to leave us a review. It does help us. We love them. We read them. It is a wonderful part of our day. If you really'd like to get a little something for helping out the company, word of mouth is the best form of advertising. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your enemies about the company. Be sure to get a little something for doing that by either joining our affiliate program with murdycreative.co/collab. That is the details of our collaborative network that we have with affiliates where you can they get a discount, you get a percentage of the sale. But there's also a simpler version just in the rewards program, which you can check out in the left-hand corner of the website itself with where it says rewards. So check that out. If you have podcast topics you want to hear more about, send it my way. I'm always looking to talk about what you guys want to hear about. So feel free to mention it either in an email, comment below on YouTube, or send us a message in our Discord. And I'd love to talk about what you want to hear about. If you're looking for multiple items for gifts, giveaways, menus, really any reason, we have bulk discounts built directly into the cart. All you need to do is add everything to your cart. You can mix and match to your heart's desire. And then once you hit checkout, it'll automatically apply the bulk discount. In fact, the new version of the website, you don't even need to hit checkout. You can just see it right updated live. The minimum order quantity to qualify for the first tier of the bulk discount is only 5 items, and it goes up from there. So be sure to get as many things as you'd like and frankly get a whole bunch of stuff for your friends and family too. If you're looking for a custom engraved item, we have no minimum order quantities and no setup fees. It's a simple flat fee, normally about $15 per item. And you can check out all of the amazing options with our customizers built directly into the product page on the website. So you can go to any of the product pages and you click add custom logo. It's a blue button. That'll launch the customizer. From there, you'd be sure to check the circle with an exclamation point. That is where you select your product variant. So from there, you can add color, you can change the insert, things like that. And then you can upload logos, add text, do all sorts of things like that, resize, rotate, reposition, and then you can hit add to cart when you're happy with it. That exact file that you create is what we use during production. We do not mess with it unless there's a certain issue with it that we need help fixing, and we'll contact you in that case. But right there, it's added to your cart, and if you want to get a whole bunch of them, you can change the quantity then and there. If for whatever reason you don't see that blue button that says add custom logo, please feel free to send us an email directly, sales@murdycreative.co, with subject line custom item, and we're happy to help get custom engraved items made for you. We'll make a mock-up, a custom order link, things like that. We're happy to help with that. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Have a great day, and goodbye.